Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, our very special guest today on Let's Face the Issues is La Sierra Masselin. She's the candidate for District 13 in the Florida House of Representatives. We're talking about her passion, the issues that she's passionate about. And we just got through before the news break talking about the need to take a stand for the issues based on a biblical worldview and not based on a political party. La Sierra, I'm looking at an article that says, David Barton on God, abortion, and why Christians must vote. The bottom line is, David Barton says, if a representative won't protect life, they will not protect your money, end quote. Thought that was a pretty good summation of that. And the candidate that you're running against, without calling her name, tell us something about what that candidate stands for and why you believe that you would make a better representative in the state of Florida for We the People.
Yes, absolutely. So the candidate that is the current representative in the seat, and she believes in the right to choose when it comes to abortion. And that is something that I wholeheartedly am against. I stand on that very fervently. I make no apologies. Simply because the Lord knew us before we were in our mother's womb. And our first inalienable right is a right to life. And if you do not care about a life that is in a womb, you won't care 2 cents about when I'm actually on the other side and in the earth realm. You won't care about what my needs are, how much gas has gotten high, if I'm able to pay my bills and feed my family. If you won't care about the right to go to work every day without getting a jab, it goes on and on and on. So that is the difference between her and I. I am standing wholeheartedly on the word of God because I do understand that, first of all, when it comes to abortion, that is the number one killer of the black community. A lot of us don't even know that. That is what's causing us to expire as well as be stagnated in today's society. It is the number one killer. Planned Parenthood is in 80% of the black community. That's not by accident, folks. We have been targeted for decades because they have stated to us that, hey, you're feeble-minded and you don't need to give off any offspring. You need to have blonde hair, blue eyes, a pointed nose, pink lips in order to be worthy of just being able to live your life freely. Standing on abortion or banning abortion is something that I'm wholeheartedly against. I will not settle for it. If I was to stand on abortion, I would be a traitor to my own race. Anyone that is for abortion in any way, at any stage, you are a traitor to the human race. You knowing that this is something that is occurring in our life, in our society, to the point where an entire race could be annihilated is just completely asinine. And that is the difference between myself and the incumbent.
Absolutely. It goes back to the days of Margaret Sanger, that is the precursor to the Planned Parenthood movement today. And it was for one purpose, just as you have so well articulated, that was to obliterate, to destroy the black race in America. That was the goal. And yet, LaSierra, most, and I believe that you just spoke to that so eloquently, most today, as Christians, as black Christians, as black Americans, they do not realize that a vote for the Democratic Party is a vote against a black American and the life and the liberty for that black American in our nation today. Most are not aware of that and will blindly vote for the Democratic Party. As one told me very recently, as he was articulating something that one had told him, well, you got to vote for the Democrat because that's where your money comes from. And one of the problems that we find today, ladies and gentlemen, and I believe LaSierra would stand on this very fervently, one of the things that we have as a problem today is we're voting for gold rather than voting for God. We're voting for what helps us financially rather than what helps us in our faith and our freedom and our families. And the Democratic Party, I call it the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Communist Party, they stand for everything that we stand against as Christians. Right. And so, LaSierra, I am thankful for your candidacy and looking forward to your swearing-in ceremony in Tallahassee. Let me take just a moment. You touched on that and what you just said in relationship to being forced to take the jab in part of your dialogue. One of the things that we're finding, and perhaps some of our listeners are not aware of it, one of the things we're finding is the final admission in part by the CDC and the FDA that we've been lied to. We've been lied to about the efficacy of the vaccination. It's not a vaccination at all. We've been lied to about the benefits of the booster shot and the booster and the booster shot over the booster shot. In fact, it's proven today that some 97% of those that are going to the hospital because of COVID already have the shot and the boosters. And it's been proven that major heart failure, blood clots, lung ailments, et cetera, as a result of not COVID, but a result of the COVID shot, the jab. And LaSierra, we've talked about this before, but for the benefit of our listeners, let's re-examine and discuss this. There is the law today that was signed into by the legislature, by the governor, just the first part of this year, that makes it, gives every doctor, every hospital, blanket immunity. If they kill a patient, I'm using that literally, if they kill a patient with COVID, they have blanket immunity that the family members cannot go back and sue for damages because of some malpractice. Now that CDC and the FDA and the World Health Organization have admitted that remdesivir will harm the liver, the lungs, the kidneys, and the heart, and that's the major protocol for the COVID pathogen, Once they've admitted that, I believe, my personal opinion, and I've talked with some attorneys on the issue, I believe that that allows the legal system to pierce the veil and allow citizens to start having the opportunity to find redress against the damage and the destruction of life of family members. Now, the question that I ask you, LaSierra, today, are you interested in, are you willing to stand and ask for co-sponsors on a bill that would reverse the bill that is Senate Bill 7014, which was the Senate number, the bill that was signed by our governor. And I'm not throwing our governor out. He was pressured by the hospital and the medical lobbyist to say that if we didn't pass that bill into law, that the hospitals and the doctors would be sued into oblivion and go out of business. That's an absolute lie. Hospitals and doctors have made more profit the past 2 years than the history of medicine in the United States of America. So with that elongated dialogue and discussion on it, what is your position on that? What should we expect as we the people from our legislators in relationship to giving citizens protection from the ails and the maltreatment of citizens in the hospital that have COVID or that are COVID follow-up?
Yes, the answer is yes to that. I'm willing to take a stand on that and also ask for co-sponsors. And if I don't have work with any jellyback folk, you know, I will be willing to take a stand on that, even by myself. And so I will obviously get the community involved if, you know, for whatever reason, some of the elected officials are not willing. Let me also go back to what you were talking about as far as the jab and so on. You know, we are living in a time of what I like to call the age of experimentation. They have experimented with this jab. I was actually talking to a government leader here recently, and I asked him about, you know, what's the data on these jabs, on the booster shots, the pills and all of that? You know, what are the effects psychologically, economically, as far as health and all such as that, side effects? And he basically looked at me with a question mark and was like, huh, what? And so, you know, that just more so told me you all are experimenting with our country. You're experimenting with the people, and you just basically, like as you've already stated, getting paid off of. You're getting a check in the back door to experiment on our country, as well as even our society and our children that are yet unborn. This is a major problem. This should be problematic for each and every person in this country. You know, you've already so well explained about the side effects and things that have occurred on other shows as well, Dr. Youngblood. And so this would be problematic. This is something that I speak out very openly, and I've even saw more so in the Black community. It's amazing that I'm even seeing that more so in the Black churches, you know, where they're still wearing the mask. But then when I go to a church on the south side of town, there's no mask, there's freedom. You know, it's definitely a targeted experiment. And I'm so fed up with it. I'm just trying to just continue to do what God has given me, because once I have the platform, I'm going to make a lot of noise radically. Amen. For the things of God.
Well, I don't know about our listeners, but I want to tell you, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to your input, looking forward to your impact, looking forward to your stand on morals and ethics and values in Tallahassee. It's needed today more than ever in the history of our nation, in my most humble opinion. La Sierra, do something for us just a little bit different. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you have a question for La Sierra, please feel free to call in. If you have some input on dialogue and discussion on what we're saying today, we'd love to have you participate. But La Sierra, take a minute or two. Give our listeners kind of an update on your campaign. Where do you stand? What are you doing? What can people do to get involved? We've got 55 days to go, and this is the last lap, I call it, before the final home run. And so what can people do to get involved? Where do you stand? What are your needs? We need to pray for you. We need to hold your hands up. What else can people do that's listening today for us to see you go into the office?
Absolutely. So my stance is simply the medical freedom. We were talking about the jab, so I truly believe in the right to choose what is best for you and your family. I don't believe that you should have to get jabbed or take any type of medicine in order to go to work and provide, or have your businesses open and employ other families. That is completely unethical, and I'm just not going to deal with that. Also, I'm in support of our veterans as well as our seniors. I believe our veterans are the heartbeat of this nation. They are the very reason, along with the Lord, that we're able to have our comfort. We're able to enjoy, go on vacation, enjoy our lives while someone is somewhere sacrificing and fighting on our behalf so we can do so. I also, as I stated, staying with our seniors, our disabled seniors, during this unprecedented inflation that is occurring in our country right now, those are the folks that are with the least amount of income. Very limited income. So I am very sincere and very sincere about their current state, how rent is going up, food, gas, just everything you can think of is going up. And then they're not at liberty to just go get a, you know, part-time job because of their age or because of their disability. So that is something that I'm passionate about and going in to try to get some things resolved. I have some ideas with that. And as far as what you can do, also, really quickly, prayer back in school. That is something that I wholeheartedly believe we can get done. I think it's completely backwards for us to take a moment of silence after the fact, after our children have been tragically killed, murdered. To take a moment of silence is ridiculous after the fact. We need to have a moment of silence every day and ask the Lord to just keep our children not only at home but also in the classroom. So what you can do to assist me with this, you can get out with me as I go door to door, as I talk to the folks in the community, reach out to me. My telephone number is 904 413-0530. Of course, you can donate as well at my website, LaSierraMaslin.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me invite you to do so. La Sierra Maslin, that's L-A-C-I-R-A-R-A. Did I spell that right? La Sierra Maslin, M-A-S-L-I-N-E. Look up her website, go there, and participate in assisting her in the last 55 days of this election cycle. La Sierra, the president's through executive order going to cancel student loans. Should student debt be forgiven? What is your position on that?
No, based on my research, this is another trick of the enemy, and he's using the vessel that's in administration right now, another trick to put a burden on the American people. It's just another trick for us to now be looking to the government for some assistance, for us to be jumping on Medicaid and asking for cash assistance, not being able to afford our homes, our cars, and all such as that. It is just another attempt for us to look at the government as our God. And you know, I don't know if anyone has seen, but that they now have the quarter, the George Washington, his head is turned away from In God We Trust. These folks are doing stuff blatantly in front of our faces. They're no longer sneaking behind and talking about it. They're literally spitting in our faces. And it's time for us to just stop saying how busy we are, because as I was talking to someone the other day, you know, we like to talk about how we got to work and how busy until they shut us down. Now, you know, that would have been a conspiracy statement had I said that in 2019. They shut us down in 2020, and some of us are still shut down in this country. So we need to know if it happened once, it can happen again. So we need to get about our Father's business. If you say you really are a Christian, a kingdom citizen, you have the power, you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to be doing something to combat a lot of this evil.
Absolutely. La Sierra, I know you stand, and I know you've just touched on it, standing against abortion, murder by way of abortion. Let me touch on another issue that should be near and dear to the heart of every conservative, every Christian, every patriot in America. We have a major, major, major demonic delusion taking place in America. Joe Biden is standing for it. He is financing it with federal funds, forcing doctors and hospitals to carry out the body mutilation of children, teenagers, those that are even preteens, where they're allowing the bodies to be mutilated with the idea somehow that you can change from male to female or female to male. And all of the stories coming out and the dialogue and discussion coming from those that have gone through that horrific process, they regret ever having done so. It sterilizes the individual, whether it's male or female, sterilized for the rest of their lives, destroys their, sense of well-being and worth, and ultimately winds up with about 42% of them committing suicide. So my question, with that elongated background, would you be willing to join with the heart's desires of most conservatives and Christians in the state of Florida to introduce legislation that will prevent and by law bar any body mutilation in hospitals and physicians and medical establishments in the state of Florida?
Absolutely, Dr. Youngblood. That is something that I'm going to be, the same way I'm talking to you, I will be talking on the floor. They'll, you know, we'll be going to church in the house, in the state house. Folks will be getting the word of God. And so, you know, it would be nothing for me to present that and make plenty sense of why it should not be happening. And anybody that can disagree with that is just, you know, just unhuman. It's a major, man. A lot of times folks that don't understand and don't see that happening, it's not happening in their home. So they are unconcerned, right? They're unlearned. They don't know the data. They don't understand, you know, depression and suicide until it comes knocking on their door. It is a major issue. And, you know, folks, we can't wait until it gets to our home. We can't wait till it happens in our families, right? I was talking to a person again, you know, as I'm in the community, I'm just talking to them, and all they say is what they hear on the news. We have to understand the news is not our source, people of God. the news is not does not have the final say. They put before us what narrative they want us to take and to eat, but we have to go back and eat the whole word. We have to ask the Lord what he is indeed saying. So absolutely, that is something that I am, you know, just completely passionate about. All of these areas that are trying to just destroy generations, you know, not only, you know, the adults currently, with how we're trying to just struggle and try to get our bills paid and go to work and deal with all the inflation. They're now after the innocent, the little children, their mindset in our schools, and just basically confusing them. And the enemy is the author of confusion. So we need to be taking a stand, if for nothing else, for our children.
Absolutely. La Sierra, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with La Sierra Masselin. She is the conservative Christian candidate for District 13 in the Florida House of Representatives. La Sierra, give your contact information again for our listeners.
Sure. You can reach me. I think someone just tried to call me. My number is 904-413-0530. Please call me at 1230. Then I can pick up your phone call. And then also my website is LACSLINE.com. You can read about my platform there. I have several videos on there as well as donate. If you cannot volunteer, please donate. I need assistance. As I mentioned, I'm running independently, so there's not a whole lot of funds coming at me, but that should tell you that I'm transparent. I'm serious about where I stand. I'm not about, you know, hiding behind a party and pretending one thing and then getting into my seat and doing something different. So I ask for your support.
Absolutely. Prayers and support are needed right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see, tell our listeners, number one, what is CRT? Should CRT be taught in the classrooms? What will you do from a legislative position that'll prevent that from promulgating itself in the state of Florida?
So what they try to say, you know, even what my opponent, they try to say that this is CRT is a form of not teaching Black history. What CRT is, critical race theory, and it is basically forming a divisiveness between races, right? It is telling the Black child that they are oppressed and the white child that they are the oppressor. So this is just basically, in a nutshell, it is divisiveness that is occurring, again, with our children. So they're not only taking over the adult minds. If a lot of people are walking around as adults and they're confused, just imagine our children being taught this in a classroom where we personally drop them off too. So this is basically ideology that is just basically teaching racism in America. And racism is only alive through these politicians. It is on life support because of the politicians that we have voted in, and because we haven't, you know, ourselves gotten into office and done what needs to be done. So that is something that I'm wholeheartedly against. I'm for teaching Black history. I'm for teaching math, reading, everything else, English. You know, our children don't even have the abilities to read a lot of times, going from grade to grade and even graduation. But they're focused on trying to keep certain races or the Black race oppressed, and then trying to teach the other races that they are superior. This is a lie from the pits of hell, and anybody that falls for it, you don't know God. And so that is something that I'm willing to do when I get into office. On November the 8th, I will bring it to everyone's attention that this is being taught, because, you know, the liberals, they like that, like, this is not happening, that, like, they are asleep, and, you know, they just try to pretend as though, you know, we're not aware. But I will make them aware that we know, and this is what we're willing to do. And again, I always make mention that I need the community. I need parents. I need people to take a day off of work and come in and say some things at the school board to in support of your child. Even as well, pull your children out of school. You know, I'm also for school choice. So
yes.
I believe in the funds should follow the child. If you decide to teach and keep them at home, those funds should follow them at home, private, non-charter schools, wherever you so decide to have your child be taught. So those are some things I am passionate about, and I have no problem putting it before the other House members.
Amen. La Sierra, there's another issue, and you touched on it by way of a side issue. Dr. Green is the superintendent of schools here in Duval County. I'm sure she's a super lady, but she's doing a very, 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 very poor job in leading our school system in Duval County. The superintendent of schools had pushed, and they got the vote on a 1 mil tax increase for the schools, and they claimed that it was for the paying of the teachers. And now that there's been a major, major, major unveiling of the plan to teach raw pornography in the classroom, allowing material that's presented, research written and presented by Planned Parenthood and the LGBTQ agenda people, that was going to be the textbooks that was going to be used. And as one person said that talked on the radio the other day, that some of the terms and some of the things that they had in there, he couldn't even talk about on the radio broadcast because it was raw pornography. And now, because that's been uncovered, they pulled it from the agenda last evening, wouldn't do any further voting on it. And now they're saying, we are just going to write our own curriculum, and we will write the curriculum that we want in the realm of sex education, etc. So with that being said, what I'm getting to, the increased taxes for the school board looks like it's going to be squandered in continuing to change the name of schools, which cost millions. It will continue to be squandered in now writing fiat textbooks or learning material, teaching material, and they'll have somebody out of the LGBTQ or the sodomite lifestyle background or the Planned Parenthood writing that curriculum. And my position is that there ought to be some drawing in of horns, as I call it, in relationship to schools. And you touched on it very clearly. Parents should have the right to put their child in a public school, private school, parochial school, homeschool with the tax dollars that's being paid for schools. Would you further articulate on your position on what's being taught in our schools, the LGBTQ and the CRT, et cetera, that we just touched on, and the law that says that you can't do it, but yet we have school boards like in Duval County that's trying to circumvent the law? What should you do from a legislative position?
Yes, absolutely. I actually saw that that report, what Superintendent Green has stated or what have you. And I do appreciate those 50 parents that came out to the school board and made their voice and their points very clear. You know, sex education somehow is just a hot topic, but you know what? Sex sells, right? That's what they say. Sex sells, and people are more in tune with that. The problem I have is they are after our children yet again. They're after our their minds, and you know, just them, you know, having that influence over them in the classroom. And then, of course, trying to, you know, state that they can be transgender. You know, you can pick your gender day by day. You can change your, you know, your private areas and so on and so forth, and you don't need your parents' permission. Just the nonsense and the evil, diabolical schemes of the enemy that has infiltrated our school system and has done for decades. But again, the power is with the parent. If the parent is allowing it, then that's what, you know, they're going to get. So I appreciate those parents that took the time out to come to the school board and state their 3 minutes. Legislation for that.
Our time is upon us. Lassera, would you take the last 15 seconds, tell our listeners how they can reach out to you and assist you in your campaign?
Yes, absolutely. You can reach me, 904-413-0530. You can email me at vote@lasierramaslin.com. And again, my website is lasierramasline.com.
Thank you so much, Lassera, for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.